We are on Daf, Pei Tesam at Aleph. The Gemara asks as follows. V'nitrachu v'naisi moiser ha-Pesach. The Gemara asks, why is it? In the case that chamisha shenis'avu eiris pischeyim zebazeh, there are four people who were mekayim the mitzvahs of Akrovas HaPesach, and one was Makriv HaBalmum. So the Baraisa said that kulam pturim ilaseis Pesach Sheini, and l'chayre, one of the five is mechuyim in a Pesach Sheini. So the Gemara says, so we have an eitzah, v'nitruchu v'naisi moiser HaPesach. Let us find someone who had a Moiser HaPesach. He can't be Mafrish a Moiser HaPesach, but let us find someone who had a Pesach that wasn't a Toiser. And then we'll have this Moiser HaPesach, and we'll make the Tnai. Each one of them will make the Tnai. If I'm Mechuyev in the Kolben Pesach, it should be my Pesach. If I'm not Mechuyev in the Kolben Pesach, so it should be a Moiser HaPesach, which you're Makriv Shlomim. So the Gemara says, no, there's a problem. Ela mishum smicha. You won't know what to do. You won't be able to do what you should do. There's a mitzvah of smicha. De'ilu Pesach loiboy smicha. A korban Pesach does not need smicha. De'ilu moiser boy smicha. So memele, if you're going to bring this moiser, you won't be doing the correct thing. You're not permitted to make smicha, because maybe this is a Pesach, and if this is a shlomim, you're mechuyev to make smicha. Like the Gemara, ha-tinach korban anoshim. That is good. That's a good teretz. If these five chaburis were chaburis of anoshim, so memeilan ish is chayev besmicha. Korban noshim ha'ikal ha'meima, but what if they were noshim? Noshim ha'potah from smicha. In Lalocha we paskin that noshim ha'chayev afilu na Pesach sheini also. So this Baraisa is speaking about noshim also. Noshim ha'ikal ha'meima. So the Gemara elam ishum matonis. We will not make the correct matnois dam. We will not make the correct zrike. The ilu Pesach matona achas. The korban Pesach, so is one matona al kira mizbeach. The ilu shlomim shtayim shem dalet. You have to be zoyrik, two matonis and the two kronis. And that's the matona. So memele, we won't know what to do. We won't do the correct thing. So therefore we can't make this tonight. Like the Gemara, my nafkemino, what nan kol an nitnom ala mizbeach achitzein, she nitnon b'mata nachas kippur. That means even though lechatchile a shlomim needs shtei matone shein arbe, but b'diavid yoyitze with matona achas. And for the Gemara, elo mishum the ilu pesach b'shviche. Is another problem. The oifen, how the dam is nizrak al hamizbeach. The Pesach is b'shviche. We'll see in Rashi the difference between shviche and zrike. Vilu shlomim b'zrike. Like the Gemara Vaita, my nafke mino, votanye kol anitnim b'zrike, shenosnom b'shviche yotze, b'dieved yo yotze. Like the Gemara, eime de komrinin di yovat, b'diavad, it is good. L'chatchila nami, is this an hogel l'chatchila? Before we see Rashi, let us see the last Taisvis. Hani mili diavad. So Taisvis says, v'hu adin da'akulu amrinin hochi. Be'emesin, this is already a taine on all the other dichuyin. Asmiche. The Gemara wanted to say, no, but the Yavid without Smich is also good. Or I said, would be good. ba matonais, and if it's shtei matonais or matona achas, ba anoiso, we had said before that ein mevim kochim lebeis apsul. So these are only b'diavad dikizachen, but lechatchila we can't be matel such a kol. V'teime. V'chi b'shvil d'shemo yiyya noiso, oi mishum smiche d'loi ma'akve, oi lo yasu matonis kilchosan yikonis l'day sofikoris. Like the Tosfos, let us see our priorities. There's one person, there's one chabure that was zichen at mekayim, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now you're telling him he shouldn't bring a Pesach sheni either. So it comes out, so one of these five chaburis is nichnas and asofek chiyav koris. He did not bring a Pesach, not a Pesach ish, not a Pesach sheni. Because, and he has an eitzah, he could bring a Pesach. What will be? He'll bring a Pesach, but it won't be so chatchiladik. If he has to bring the Pesach with a tnai, and it won't be a lachatchiladik ahavo. So L'chayre Taisva says it would be preferable to bring a Pesach sheini al tnai, even though it won't be lachatchiladik, and to be nichnas in achiyiv koris. V'yeshloimar de toiv sheyitche sofe koris b'shei v'al tase mima sheyase ruban sheloi kahoigon ki kvar rubam osu ha-pesach. So Taisvi says, this is das toire, that if you have an alternative to do something bekumva asei, which is not oiska halten lechatchila. Loshna Rashba is choyel ubitchilis hashchite shoychet sheloi kemitzvosei. He's shechting sheloi kemitzvosei oi sheloi besmiche. Harei hu kemoyshe shoychet beisa. Vehilkach omu chachomim sheyitcha milse dekores b'shei valpasa. By not doing anything, that's true, it's a chiyuv koris, but I'm not doing anything. I don't want to do something lechatchila wrong. I don't want to do something wrong bekum v'asei. So if I care das toiris, it is better to be a sheiva al tase in a chiyuv koris than to be a kum v'asei und to shecht a kolben not kehil choso. That is why the Baraisa said you don't bring a Pesach Sheni, period. The Taisus HaRashba, we see they wasn't Madgish. Taisus is Madgish Yasa Rubam Shaloi Kehoigen. Taisus is making a cheshbon that four out of the five will be doing something wrong. The Shagasarya asks, the Baraisa is only speaking about Dafke case. That chamisha shenisalvo eiris pischeim zebeze, and what will be if you have two people shenisalvo, two chaburah shenisalvo eiris pischeim zebeze, the halacha will be differently. Taisus HaRashba doesn't mention this word of rubam. The Taisus HaRashba says, pekert, it's preferable to be mevatel b'shei v'al tase, a iser koris, than to be mevatel b'kum v'asei, to make a shchite that sheloi kehil chosa. Let us see Rashi. V'nitrachu v'naisi b'moyser ha-pesach, yevakshu anoshim shenitoyshu l'am-pesach hai. Let us find people who b'mikre was left over by them ha-pesach. Hoi mois pesach, they were mafresh mois for ha-pesach. Perhaps they purchased with the mois, there was a sale on tloim, so they have mois left over, that they were magdish to purchase a Pesach, and they have money left over. V'yikru mehem behenis, v'yasne kol echod al shaloim shali bal mum hoyo, arei ze Pesach. V'imlav, arei yu kemoi shehu, moiser ha Pesach, l'shlomim, v'necha liyem v'layla. So the Gemara says, no, you have a problem with smicha. Shlomim is boy smicha, v'yevshel ismach hozeh shem ha-pesach, u'b'kovid ha-boid u'b'kotshim. Kol ben noshim loy boy smicha. Then the Gemara says, you have in the Matana Gufi, you have a problem how to make the Matana. Pesach b'shviche, b'nachas, min ha-mizrok l'kir ha-mizbeach, it is poured on the kir ha-mizbeach, k'neged ha-yisoi, d'nafkelon matan dam the Pesach, mi-vidam zvochecho yishofech, so it's b'shviche, it's poured, not zrike, or b'shlomen k'siv zrike, she-zoyrek le-melchoik, min ha-mizrok la-mizbeach. There he stands far away, and he's zoyrek, he throws it to the kronis ha-mizbeach. So this is b'shvich, and this is b'zrike. Ve'ein matan etzba, elo b'chatos, t'chsiv bo b'etzboi, avo b'chol sha'al kabonis, v'zorka iksiv, v'zoyrek neged ha-ker, nat sh'adam liten l'kir ma'rovi v'kir d'roimi, that the dam goes on both sides of the mizbeach. Chatchila nami b'tmiyeh. Let us see Tosfos. V'nitrechu v'naisi moiser Pesach. So the Gemara says, let us bring a moiser Pesach. And it seems the Gemara held that a moiser Pesach can be used for a Kodim Pesach, but can also be used for a Shlom. If you need that it should remain on the Korban Pesach, in order to be a kosher Korban Pesach, there has to remain at least one of the first chaburas. There's a din nimnim in Moishim. People can forsake their minui that they had in the Korban Pesach, and others could become this man on the Korban Pesach. But al kaponim, you need one time holds Rabbi Yehuda holds that al kaponim, one of the first chabura has to remain on the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yosi holds you don't need one of the first chabura, but al kaponim you need that a Kobin should all the time have at least one monoi on the Kobin. So it should be always roi lahakrovet. But if there'll be a time that there's no monoi on the Kobin, so it becomes possible. Avukula alma moide dimisha sha'achas beloi bailin, beloi chozi su lepesach. So Tosfos seem to understand that the halacha of Moser Pesach is that you can be makriv it for a shlomim, but you should be able to use it for a korban Pesach when there was a zman. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if one of the menuyim weren't still left on, so here it's even not like Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying that we should purchase from someone a Korban Pesach. And l'chayre, every tzir of a Moser Pesach has this problem. He lost this Korban, and he was makrev, and he was nimnan another Korban, and later he found this Korban. Talk upon him, his Pesach was, there was a man that there was no minuyim on the Pesach. So Tosfos had a gemara, that you can't use it again for a Korban Pesach. The Tosfos HaRashba says many terutzim on Tosfos Kashe. One territory wants to say, the lo hikpidu ela hecha shemismatin umenichin oisei kemoi shehu vayu yecholim limnoi solom. That Gemara is speaking about that was bekoicham, to that they should remain a monoi on the Pesach, and they were mismatted. Avul heichedein yecholim limonoi solov. If the situation arose that it was impossible to remain a monoi on this Pesach, k'goin she'ovad b'loi pshiyah, it got lost. So what should he do? It got lost. V'nimnu alachel. So then there's no problem whatsoever. That's one of the terutzim of the Tosfos HaRashba. And he says other terutzim. We really have to know the Gemara Vayta to appreciate them. But Tosfos have seemed to hold that
that all these dinim are only at halacha that he could use it for a shlomim, but from a Pesach it's nitcha already. Since there was a zman that it was loy chazi lahakiv la Pesach, so the male it's nitcha to be nitcha from a kovim Pesach. Yeshlaima hochik shehifrish beis psochim lachayis. We are speaking about that how did this noisa Pesach came as follows. That l'chadchila he was mafrish two korbonis Pesach, the one should be an achayis. V'nitoisa loy echad, I mean the tchilas afrosha was that this should be an achayis for my chiyuv Pesach. I'll lose the first one, or something happened with the first one, so this, I mafrish this, that it should be, such an inyan as a cold, and that's a chayis on my chiyas. Here there's no psul, here there's no dindichoy, because, as I shtal to Rebek, this cold and a chayis. I'm not supposed to be money on it. This whole cold was nifrash, that if the first cold will get lost, so then this will be used as this will be my Pesach. So it seems Taisvus holds, this Korban Pesach is no psul, there's no dichui, if there's no menuyim on it. Vintayma, like Taisvus, good. We have here, Eistis Amoyser Pesach, and the Gemara says we could use it either for a Pesach or for a Shlom. Akati lemandaloi boy akire. Now we had before that a moiser a pesach laacher a pesach. You don't need an akire. That means automatically it becomes a shlomen. So like the tesis lemandaloi boy akire. According to this Madim, you don't need an Akira, that means automatically, you don't have to shecht it l'shem shlomim for it to become a shlomim. Automatically, if Yana was makriv his Pesach, so automatically this becomes a shlomim. Is so, if you don't need an Akira, is shlomim l'shem Pesach koshachi. So if automatically it becomes a shlomim, so this person is shechting a shlomim l'shem Pesach. So he's not Makayim his mitzvah Pesach. If you need an akira to make it ois pesach, so good. He's shechting it l'shem pesach. So that means l'maisa it is a pesach. If you want to shecht it for a shlomim, you'll shecht it l'shem shlomim. You'll come a shlomim. But like this, it's a pesach. If you shecht it l'shem pesach, the pesach shame. But if you hold, you don't need an akira. So l'maisa, so that means automatically it becomes a shlomim. So automatically it becomes a shlomim. So he's shechting a shlomim for a Pesach, so that won't help. That won't help him. He has to be a Pesach sheni, not a shlomim for Shem Pesach. Kashin number one. Kashin number two. Ve'oid ech yimkeru. How can the owners of this Moisa Pesach sell it? Ha'oma lekamon ha'mecha ilasa yishlomav le'osaklu. Mother says later, according to one on the Oma, a person cannot sell an oilo or shlomim. There's not a bailim to sell it for the ritzui. So we're finding someone who had a moisa pesach and want to purchase it from him. He can't sell it. For him, since he was magdashit, so he can get a ritzui from this kodim, but he can't transfer the bailis from an oilo and a shlomim. He says, a pesach you can't sell. That's the law of menuyim. We see that there's an inyan of giving over bailus on a korban pesach. But that's a korban pesach. But a shlomim, you can't give over the bailus. So that's Taisvus Tukash. The Yeshlaima, so Taisvus answers, kiven de ike inish de tzorich lei, since there are people who need this for a pesach, lekula almei boy akire, kidemrinim betobet nishrat, we're going to show you Bailim Tmei Mason. The Gemara says in Tomid Nishchat, a person had a Pesach, and then he became a Tomei Mace. So this Pesach that he had is oimit for him to be used as a Pesach Sheni. So then, you didn't need an Akira to make it a Shlomim. That means if you had someone that is oimit to use this for a Korban Pesach, you see, I need a Makira. So my Mele, so what is Tosfos saying? So the Tosfos is pshat in Tosfos that that's what the Gemara asked, that they should purchase a Moisar HaPesach, means Erev Pesach yet. That means that before Laila, they should purchase a Moisar Pesach. So in this Zman, if you have someone who's interested in using this for a potential Pesach, so it has a Shem Pesach on it still. It doesn't, here you see, you need a Nakira to make an Oish Pesach. So the mail is for answer both kashas. Kasha number one. Taisha says it's a shlomim l'shem Pesach. So Taisha says, no, since there's a market for this Pesach, and it's still before, it's still Yom Yudalid, so the mail is, so it doesn't lose its identity of a Korban Pesach yet, so you'll need an Akira. So if you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's like a Pesach l'shem Pesach. Kasha number two, Taisha says, how can you sell it? You can't sell a shlomim, but that's also about it. I'm not selling a shlomim, I'm selling a Pesach, which you need in the kid. Be moista Pesach, be moisaik, the pish, be kuntras, or shishaka, the first problem, that there should be a dildichoy, since there was no minuyin, it should be nitche from a kovas and Pesach, by money, there's bachlau no problem. And so, but there won't be any problem how to sell it either. The whole problem to sell it, if it became a nitras and a kov, then you cannot give over the pilots of ritzi. Dilu Pesach liyayim v'layim. The Gemara had said that you cannot make a tnai, you cannot make a tnai of either be a Pesach or a Shlomim, because you memayet pisman achilosa. Dilu Pesach liyayim v'layim. Very interesting lashon. Pesach is liyayim v'layim. It once mentioned the Lundis that on Kaponim, even though the mitzvah achilas haPesach is balayla, of a mitzad, the korban, it's a korban of yom balayla. That's how the Eskirov says pshat in Pesach yom balayla. A person will shech to eat it by day, not called pigle, not called in chutzlus manah. About Kaponim, the Gemara says that a Pesach is nechol yom balayla. It's kosher l'arid. It's not per kama de broch. It's kol ha'necholim l'yem echot. Mitzvosan ad sheyala amud ha'shach. The Mishnah says, all the kabonis which are nechal l'yem echot, is these kabonis, the mitzvos achilas ad sheyala amud ha'shach. V'kom ha'bigmore. V'ilu achilas psochem. Achilas psochem, which is not nechal l'yem echot. So why says the mitzvos achilas not for amud ha'shach? Mitzvah Zachila Tulchatzis. That's the diuk of the Gemara. The Mishnah said explicitly, Hanecholim liyayim echad mitzvos nachiyala mudashacha. But Pesach, which is not nechol liyayim echad, it's only nechol balayla. So the Mitzvah Zachila is not achiyala mudashacha. So the Mino, I'll ask a kashem. Krishma vahalo, bachilas psochem, mitzvos nachiyala mudashacha. We see that the mitzvah achilas haPesach, even though it's not nechol yom echad, it's also achiyala mudashacha. Pektosis of my kapor, v'hokamashim deshaich lemisni gabi Pesach yom v'layla. Pesach is also called nechol yom echad. The argument says that Pesach is nechol yom v'layla. V'inkein ava b'chlal nechol yom v'layla diktani osam. So what's the Gemara's kash? The shloim of the hosam avile le misne behedyet emise de nechel ad amud ha-shacha lafuki mi mishne de zem a koyman de ktonien e nechel alo chatzois baheinu mi de reise dumi e de achrine kimud lo ektoni lo behedyet shma mino de sova de ne nechel alo chatzois ke mishne e zem a koyman. So Taisvot answers as follows. That means that is true that we could squeeze in Korban Pesach in the Lashon of the Mishnah Brach is Kol HaNecholim L'Yoy Mechot, because in Lomdis, Pesach is also Nechal L'Yoy Mechot. But that's squeezing in, that's not Poshet Epshat. You could squeeze it into the Mishnah. But since we have a Mishnah in Nezer Mekoyma, that says that Pesach Einay Nechol Elo Ad Chatzot. So we see there's a Tana that holds Pesach is differently. And in Poshet Shat in the Mishnah is speaking about not a Lundishin Nechal Liyayim V'layla. The Poshim Shat in the Mishnah is speaking about that which Matisse is Nechal Liyayim V'layla. So if the Mishnah wanted to say that their chaylik on the Mishnah is in the Izel Mekoymon, the Mishnah should have said explicitly a Pesach also. Not to rely that I could squeeze in Pesach into this Maimah of Necholim L'Yoyim V'Laylo. So since the Mishnah did not specifically state that a Pesach is also Nechol Adam U'Deshacher, and we have a Mishnah that holds that the Pesach is not Nechol Adam U'Deshacher, so we assume that the Mishnah Brochus holds like that Mishnah also. Vilu Pesach Leboi Smicha, Smicha Lei Smicha B'chol Koicha Binan. He holds that Smicha is B'chol Koicha. So Memela will have a problem. Vilei Binan El Koldu, if Smicha would be sufficient Koldu, Lehava Abayda B'kotchim. So then you'd be allowed to make it, even though it is a Pesach. Vein Dershim Plukte Datanoihi. Zogt der Mishne weiter. Ha'oime lebono, areini sheichet es ha-Pesach al mi sheyale mikem rishen li rishalai. So, a Poshe Pshat in the Mishne is that the father told his children, I'm going now to Yerushalayim. The children seems would enter Yerushalayim after the father. And he said, Vishas, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach. I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach for the one of you which will first enter Yerushalayim. You'll enter after the Shechita. So I'm making a Shechita for myself and for the first child which will enter Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, Kivin shehichnes harishayim roishay verubayim. Zoche Bechelkot. So the first one that enters Yerushalayim, he's Zoche Bechelkot. So this Mishnah we could understand if we hold Yesh Breire. If we hold Ein Breire, so there's a problem. How does this work? And then the Mishnah continues, Mezake es Ochiv Imoy. That when the Rishon is Nichnas, he's Mezake's other brothers. This is very difficult to understand. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Al mi sheyale, mash mesheini memana olo, elo horishen, yishechim de kolben Pesach, for the first one that's going to enter. Umezake es ochiv imoy, bigmore meforish, heichi mismani. The Gemara asks, how do the other brothers become nismana on the kolben? The father was memana the first one, the Kolben is geschochten now already. So how do they become Nismane? Umetaret, so the Gemara answers as follows. Da'amninu avuhayim mi'ikor. So the Gemara tells us as so. The father was Mamana all his children. Fine. What's pshat in this whole Megillah, Reini, Sheikhet, Es HaPesach, HaMishi, Yalmik, and Rishin, Yerushalayim? He's shechting the Kolben Pesach for all his children. Uchidei lezarzo, he wanted to be mezarzo, then come out. That's why he said this first tickle. She yizdareis kol echot liyeis rishon. He wanted that each one should be mezarzo himself to be the first. V'yiye hu roish la'ochiv. He'll be the roish. Now how does he become the Reish? She yisku al yodoi. They'll be zoiche through him. So he's mesaviv that they should be zoiche. V'kach hidiyo. Rashi is very unclear. How does this work? Mitzad echot, he was memana all of them. Fine. And then he wanted to be mezarez them, and the reason he was mezarez them is he said that the first one will be the roish, sheyisku al yodai, they'll be zeiche through him. What do you mean zeiche through him? He was maman all of them. What shall they'll be zeiche through him? It's very unclear. Perhaps pshat and Rashi is that there was a t'nai that al kuponim, even they'll come to Yerushalayim after the Shechita, But one has to come mi ba'oid yoy. Hareini sheichet es ha-Pesach ha-mi she-yale mikem rishin l-Yerushalayim. He wanted some sort of his rizus. He wanted some sort of his rizus. If we could say that his rizus was that he wanted that ha-Kaponim, that they shouldn't walk in a quarter to 12 by the Seder, and let we have to eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. He wanted some sort of his rizus. So if we will say that he wanted that one of them, so could be he's shechting for all of them, if one of them, al koponim, will be a zoriz in enter Yerushalayim ibo'id yoyim. That means if one at least will be a zoriz, then he's shechting for all of them. So this is a t'nai. This is not breire. I'm shechting for all of them, but t'nai, that one will be a zoriz. So then we could understand, sheyisku al yodo. That means the one that comes in, there's zoicha to him. If all of them would be at Salem, so it could be that was the t'nai, so he won't be zoicha. This is a big doichik. Rashi doesn't mention the t'nai that it should be meboy yoyim, but Rashi does say yisku al yodoy. The Bartanure, I think, is more problematic. The Bartanure says that he's mamana all of them. Ela oisai sheyala rishain yiske rishain. He's mamana all of them. But the first one is mamana is the one sheyala rishain. So lechayir, that's ichetali in breire. That means if he's making a seder haminut, this one I'm mamana, this one first. And afterwards I'm mamana all of them. So which one is he mamana first? The one that'll come first. So that's breire. That is mamish breire. I don't know which one you mamana. The one that will later come first after the shechita. That's the one I'm mamana first. Breire, that's breire. I don't understand the about the nura. Let us see the gemara. Shma mino yesh breire. Omer Rav Yochanan. They lizalz on the mitzvahs come. They kenami diktoni mizake ochivima. Yamrit vishloime dam nino meikor. If he was mamana all of them, the father was mamana all of them. Shapir. It was only Mamana, the one that's coming in first. Leboso the Shochit. So when they come in after the Shchita, Mikom is Mamana, how can they become Elohim after the Shchita? Was na nimne mamoishchen yodei mimenu ad shei Shochit. You can only become a monoi till the Shchita, not after the Shchita. Shma mino, that the coming in first is not a ikov and becoming a monoi on the Korban Pesach. Hanyanami hochi, maise bekodmu bonis labonim. Once the bonis came first, the nimtzu bonis zrizais ubonim shvolim. Doesn't say that the bonim were zeiche, just that the bonim were shvolim, but maise the over zeiche to be money on the Korban Pesach. Shmami no yesh breire, zek rashi kisalka daitach b'leim nu elachad, he was only mamana one. They lizals and the cool on him the wall of Ben Gish and Ben Achim. All of them, he was my man. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Mishim is Rizus Noka. Zog, Toitvis, Ali Amrit, Eloi Amninu, Teime, the Beperik, Ein Ben Amuda, Masik, Rab Zeire, Ali Ben Rab Yerushin, Mehach Mishne, the Sela Beis Oveis, Lav Di Erai. Rab Zeire says, B'Shem Rab Yerushin, number one, we're speaking about Bonim Ktanim, and bonim ktanim do not have to be menuyim on the Korban Pesach. They don't have to be menuyim. They don't have to be menuyim. They can eat without being menuyim. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, that means if the minuy is an anayfen of breire, and if they would need minuy, it wouldn't work. But you don't need minuy, period. Because celebrate Sabbath is love the raisa, you don't have to be mamana them. You don't have to be mamana them at all. You don't have to be b'chlam nuyim on the Korban Pesach. You don't have to eat the Korban Pesach. Masik abzeli b'rabi yechlem ach mishne celebrate Sabbath is love the raisa. Yid the raisa abis rekoi, it's after the shrita mezakeloin. So that's a member of Rab Zeire b'shem Rab Yochanan. Here we have the same Rabbi Yochanan. Here the Gemara says that the different Akimte, that it's speaking about, he was Mamana all of them. There the Gemara says he was Mamana none of them, and they don't need to be Mamana, it's speaking about Ketanim. So that's what the Tosfos Rashba wants to say, it's two Akimte. There Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah can be speaking about Bonim Ketanim, and here Rabbi Yochanan wants to say it can be speaking about Bonim Gedolim. But Taisa doesn't learn like that. V'yishloim b'dahoch ha'ochi pradushim. V'yamrit v'yishloim b'dachoshev ki'ilu amninu me'yikore. If you say that it's koshev ki'ilu amninu. What does ki'ilu amninu mean? They tzrich aminu. That means it's equivalent that he, ki'ilu he wasn't a man of them. But, because you don't need minu. V'hainu time in the celibate service, love the rice, the shapir. The Gemara doesn't mean amninu. The Gemara means we have something equivalent to Minu, which means we don't need Minu. But if you say you need Minu to celebrate Tovish Teraisa, Amai Mezaka Ochevimoy, Pshita Shaloi, Himne Kulam Koidim Shchita, Medikam Arayni Shekhov Amishayala Mikam Rishem. So Tosfos Lamaisa learns Shatna like Rashi. He meant what he said. He said he was Mamana one of them. That's what he said. But if you don't need Minui, you don't need Minui, so Mamela, so what came on what he said? You don't have to be Mamun on the carbon paste and gun. The bonim tanim don't have to be Minuyim. So then it's very good. But if you say they do have to be Minuyim, so it's bitter. It was only Mamana one. How could they all eat from the carbon paste? So that's what Tosfos learns chapter the most. That's the Mishnah Baita. La'olam ninim alam. You can always become a monoi asher yiboy kezayis l'chol echod ve'echod. That as long as there'll be a kezayis l'chol echod ve'echod, it could be mamana. Nimnim u'moishchen es yedei mimenu. One can become a monoi, and one can be misalik his minui. Atche Yishoche, to the Kohen Pesach is Yishoche. After the Shechita, you can't become a monoi, and you can't be Mesalot to me. Abshimen Oimer, Atche Yizrek as Adam, Abshimen says you can be Mesalot your minoi till Zrike. You see in the Gemara, you can't become a monoi till become a monoi before Shechita. But the Mesalot to me, you can be Mesalot the told the Shas Rikha. Zot Rashi, Nimnim Oreitzel Limonis, Nim Shochim Oreitzel Limoshe, Ad Sheyishoche, till it's Mishoch, our Mishanishat in Nimnim Oloch, Remoishan Amen. Tuller Abshim and the Polig, Vooma, Ad Sheyizorek, Mukim Dolimshe, with the Pligi, the Gemara says it's only Choyle. By the limshech of the carbon paper, our limnos moide has to be before the shrita, and the others say that this Rashi is not going on the mission, is going on the Gemara before. But now nimnim amoish midem imen Rashi yishachet. There Rashi explains that Gemara. My kamash melon, or kamash melon, the afal gav the inli olof rabula zu. Reizeres v'nimnam olof rabur acheres. There's a very shvera Rashi here, but before we see Rashi, Sras Emes wants to say, Pshat in the Gemara, which is not like Rashi, he says, there's a shtikul mashmois from the Rambam and the Meiri, that they are they like Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Maike mashmois. La'olam nimnim olof atshiyivoy kezayis l'chol echod ve'echod. Pashteitzach. I mean, all you need is a kezayis. So if the Baal you have 20 minuyim, and you have another 20 zaysim, you could be man another 20 people. I mean, what's the chiddush? My kemashmiyah. So the Gemara says, ho kemashmiyah, ba'afo gav dimni olof kabur ezu, Reizeres v'nimnim olof kabur acheres. So what's the teres of the Gemara? Well, the Sras Emes wants to say that it's speaking about as follows, that Reuven owned the behemoth, Lachabure of Reuven came, and Lachabure came to Reuven, and they said, we want to be money on the Korban Pesach. Fine. They were menuyim. Right, they paid him, whatever it is. And they're menuyim, they're Lachabure on this Korban Pesach. Now this Reuven goes, and they're very happy. It's 20 people in Chavura, a nice sized Korban Pesach, they'll be able to be mahadar with the Kizaisim, with all the Shiurim and the Mokshashis. It's a big Korban, 20 people. They're very happy, they made a good deal. Reuven is not so happy. Only 20 people on the Korban, there's 40 Kizaisim in this Korban. So after he was mamana them, he goes over to another Chavura. You looking for a Korban Pesach? Listen, I have a Korban Pesach. With 20 more kizaisim, you want to be a mamun on it? Fine. Yeah. So they become a mumin. Now, all of a sudden, when they come down to eat, there's 40 people sitting by the table. So the first chabur comes with a taina. Listen, you stabbed us in the back. What right do you have to do to be mamun on it? We bought the right to be mamun on the Korban Pesach. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Lo'ilam ninum olo. You were only sold the schus to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. That's what I'm selling you. You wear fantasias, you can have a lot of meat and dust. This was never written in the contract. And this should be understood. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. They can't have any kindness then. The minui is only for kizayis. That's what you bought. Feel you're overcharged, I'm sorry, that's what you bought, that's chus you have, that and only that. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now that's not too bad, shat in the Gemara. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Kol chabura shleima shenimnu al Pesach echot, the whole chabura which was nimna on the Pesach, yimoshu kulon yedayin hemenu, they're permitted to be nimsha from this Korban Pesach, udoloi ki Rab Yehuda damo lekame peg misha yetomei." Rabbi Yehuda says, we had this in Tosfos before, Rabbi Yehuda holds that is true, that you could be nimshach, but al kaponim we have that one of the first chabura has to remain. They all either becomes apostle or kohen. Our Mishnah is telling us the loik in Rabbi Yehuda. So Sasema says he doesn't know where this says in the Mishnah, Lo'ilam nimnim olav at sheyibay kizayis l'chol echad ve'echad. Where does this say in the Mishnah that the first chabura could be nimshach, even though no one was left over from the first chabura? So it's good. We state those in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara said, Ma'akam Ashmalon. And the Gemara also doesn't say this. My Kamashim, Vafal Gavdim Ne Olav Chabur Azu, Chayzeres Nin Olav Chabur Acheres. The Gemara also doesn't say that the first one could be Nimshach. Rashi is, so the Sfasem says he doesn't understand the Rashi Lom Shalom the Gemara. Nimnim Amayshin Es Yedein Ad She Yishof. Omar Rabbi, Machloikis Li Moshech. The Machloikis between the Tanakhama Rav Shimon is until when you could be nimsha. Rabbanan Sabrin mihiyois mise mihiyusa dese. Imyimata bias, when can the bias become lessened? When can you be nimsha? Mihiyois mise mihiyusa dese. Kozman this says a lie. But as soon as it was geschachten, you can't be nismai. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Shimon Tzava Maviyasei Deseh. Rav Shimon holds, you could be Nismayit till you did the Avoidus, which has to be done to Deseh, which means till this Rikin. Avolimonai, but to become, that's in Yimat Abayis. What is Shad Miyais Miseh Mechiyusei Deseh, Miyaviyasei Deseh? Amalimnoi, but to become amoni divrei hakel ad she yishachet. Can only become amoni before the shechita. Dama krav b'mitzvas nefoshei. Yes, that mitzvas nefoshei means you're amoni. V'hodo tachoyis. Then you shechet. Ani amihochi nimne memoish mesyedei mimenu ad she yishachet. Reb Shimon Oymen nimnim ad she yishachet. You have to be amoni for the shechita. Moish chanad she yizorei kadam. Zot Rashi, machlokes limoshe, vi kamar am shimon an shi yizore, kimi metabayis, boi limoyis, ole mishach miyoyis, mise boi da yoyis ilusayis makos, vichi yusoy boi doi bechayim, ev yosoy koidem gmar avidoso. Zot the Mishnah Vayta. Hamemane imoy acher bechelko. Here the Mishnah is speaking about that you had, let's say, three menuyim on a korban Pesach. And perhaps, this is Shtimutis Vasemis, he was speaking about that each money purchased a third, it was like a bailim gemurim, on each one had possessed a third of the korban Pesach. So now, one of these three menuyim, One of these three menuyim said, I should eat a third of a behemoth for myself. So he went and got someone else. Listen, in my third, I have a whole third that belongs to me. So I'll be memane you on my chayvah. See, he's not chepening anybody else. That's on his third, he's being memane yemen. So the Bnei Chabura are permitted to, yet 100% sure, you have a third of the Korban Pesach. So we want to split up. We don't want to eat with your guests. They're permitted to give him his chalik. We'll give you a third of the Korban. But please eat someplace else. He and his menuyim eat from his chalik, and they eat from their chalik. But they can force him to leave their chabula and make a private chabula. The Rashi, Maman Acherim Imei Al Pisrei, Echad Mei Chabula, Shehim Acherim Imei Al Chelkoi, the Loi Das Chabula, did it in his own accord. It's my third, I can do whatever I want with it. So they can tell him, Rashi Loi Maloi, Tu Chelkecha, that's true, it's your third, Vitzei, go, V'chol ato, v'chaburos cheschelkecho. And eat, you made your new chabura, you didn't ask us if we're maskim to eat together with them. You did it on your own accord, so guten tog, so go. The Israel laitana pesach nechol b'beis chaburis, the tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could split the korban pesach into chaburis, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that they have a right to tell him that he should leave them. Zot the Gemara. Iboyilu, the Gemara clears a different shaila. B'nei chabure shehoyu yodov shel echad mehem yofes. You had a chabure. You had a chabure, let's say, of three people. And one of them had the quick hand. The Rashi lishne ma'alye min maya lechel harbe. It means he was a very quick eater. The memele, and they just became aware of his talent. And if he's so talented, by the time they'll be able to chew their kizayis, he'll be finished with the korban pesach. Is mao sheyaymru loy tu chelkecho v'tzei? Are they permitted to tell him, listen, we shook them, this is you have a third, we have two thirds, you take your third, eat it kizuntai. But we don't want to have the pressure knowing that you're eating as quick as possible and you'll eat as much as you want. So what are the tzodim ha-shayim? Mi amrin emotzi omalu, he can tell them, ha-kibuto, ha-shein ha-maisudot. He didn't tell me this before. When I joined your chabula, you saw who I was. Merashi says late in the sugya, listen, if you were afraid of my talents, you should have inquired about me. You took me into the chabura without finding out about my talents. So now you can't kick me out. Now I have a right to eat in the chabura. and we eat buffet style. That's what Rashi says later. We just put it out on the table and we call Ditzrach Yaisi V'Yisrach. You can't just give me kick me out and I should take a third of the Pesach. Some of the kibble. I do me motzel a meimole ki kablinon will mekabu you v'tikune z'viche. We needed another person to make sure the kodim shouldn't be noisa, so we took you. But a daita de ochlas tvei minon, that's a non-savi, loy kablinoch. That means, even though we didn't inquire about you, but now we found out about you, it's a non-savi, that a daita de ochi, that you should eat more than us and we should lose out, we zicha wa mekabu. So Mamela, we have a right. Shas Emma says the whole shakla v'taya is roiv can get rid of a miyut. The miyut zicha can do this to the roiv. That's the right of the roiv of the chabura. We don't mind you feeding our chabura. But the reaction is toshma. Mamana acherim imi al chelke. We heard in our mishnah that someone was mamana acherim al chelke. Rashoim bnei chabura litin leyeshemoy. So they can tell him they should leave their chabura. So the Gemara have him in my time. Why can they send him away to make his own chabura? That means he brought, and he was mamana on his chalik, 20 new mouths. So mamela, so if you have these 20 mouths now, and we have a buffet style, the Mamela, we have he just brought into the Chabura, Yadayim Yofis. He brought in a lot of eaters already. So that shot in the Mishnah that we can tell him, take your chalik and go. You don't have a schus to control the Achilas HaPesach since you have more Oichon. V'hisal kedaito, Yodav Yofis Motra Omalu Kabiuton. If he has a taina, that he can taina, listen, you're mekabel me, you're stuck with me. So what's chant the Mishnah? Nehevi hai ki yod of yofi. So this Gemara is very, very schwer. Atzushtel. Kabilton could be this, like a taina, that you're mekabel me, so you're stuck with me. But the Mishnah is speaking about that we never spoke about these new minuyin. He went on his own accord and got new minuyin. The place was asked this kasha. But the Gemara says, Omri loy deyesh shani. It's not muchach from the Mishnah that the reason he can, that they can force on Chalukya is because of Yod of Yofis. Could be the reason is Alts Deyes. Yod of Yofis not, but Alts Deyes. Let us see what Rashi says. Kabiltum ki baltuni aleichem lechel b'chol koichi b'domim alolu. I have a right to eat as much as I want. They'll tell no. The only reason we took you in is to make sure it's not noisa. We understood lemachol shad meodem. We thought you eat like other people eat. We didn't know that you're so talented. So the Gemara says, let's see the Mishnah. Lav mishum b'havalei shi'ayim mo'ichlin. That's because now he is mo'ichlin. So the Gemara says, deyayishan. Ein bnei chaburim merutzen liyis kol eilu hadeyis b'chaburosa. They can complain for a different reason. We don't want these deyis in the chaburah. Shemo ya'akvu aleihem hasuda. Maybe they'll come clear what they'll delay the suda, they'll tzioist the suda. Loi mishum achila yeselte. Could be achila yeselte is not a time. But they're coming with a different time. Ya'akvu aleihem asuda. You have a lot of people over here in place and somehow their dais will be the mark of the suda. And then it'll be 15 minutes before chatzos and one can say hallelujah before chatzos and but it seems the time is not that we are not comfortable with them. Because, the taina is a sudadika taina. That means we took you into the chabura, a daita that the suda could go normal with you in the chabura. But now that you brought other people into the chabura, so now we have a taina, so we're afraid this will not be the suda we had agreed upon. But v'lein yishem achila yiselta, not because achila yiselta, to be achila yiselta is no taina. So v'lein achdi kulo kechad gav remotzi ma'akti alei. It could be ma'akti, because of days. Z'taisvis, day yishan. Z'taisvis afal gav v'lein achli kulo elo kechad. That means these people only eat kechad, afal pikein, it is there's no chesam. Yeah. Then the afal pikein is the kimposim achalut. Taimalali, matzach lishnui yochi, laimalai dishani yochi, laishak lamei, makabuta, laidomik lali yodim shlachim em yofis. This is not like the case of the dopasis asvar of kabuta. Shlaima ditzach lishnui yochi, lainidik itche. Maybe you can make a forget of this. Stop, kima man acherim limotzo lemei mahal kabultim. So then, you can tell them to go away because of Yod of Yofis. Oh, Yod of Yofis, the Muslim may me kabultim. Ein roshen litin chelta. Kima meila, that's what the Gemara says, no, that the reason of sending away is not out Yod of Yofis, out Deis. The Hadam, in the Kod, Ava Boi, Lamifshe, Davik Yod of Shalechim, and Yofis, it's not like Yod of Yodas, because the passage is kabiltum.